Okay, same song, second verse. We're at page 18 in the paper, One Last Case Involving Leases, and what a renewal option is and how you screw it up. In this case, Mohammed leased a convenience store, and the lease contained an option to extend for two additional terms, and the rent bumped at each additional renewal term. When the initial term expired, Mohammed just stayed there and kept paying the $1,800 a month for another 8 years until the landlord told him that it was terminating the lease, and in 30 days, Mohammed refused to leave, saying, well, I had these options and I was operating under the option period. The county court found that he was just a month-to-month tenant because he hadn't exercised the option and had failed to move out when he received the notice. Basic rule of options is that you can enforce the option if you have strictly complied with the terms of the option. A failure to exercise the option according to its terms is no more than a rejection. As you know, an option is an agreement to hold open an offer for later acceptance, and unless that acceptance is perfect acceptance, then it's nothing more than a rejection. So the court ultimately found that the parties never exercised the renewal option in accordance with the agreement, and if they had, since the lease was in subject to the if they thought they had, but had continued to pay the rent at $1,800 a month instead of the bumped rent, that this lease was subject to the statute of frauds, and in order to change the rent back to $1,800, there would have had to have been a written agreement to do that.